I read and listen to the news with a Christian worldview like you do, and we especially are looking for things that seem to line up with centuries-old Bible prophecies. Often we tell you that the key sign that these are definitely the last days, that's the rebirth of Israel as a nation in her ancient homeland. The fact Israel is home but now alone adds another layer to the fulfillment of prophecy. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3, we're told, "And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all people. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, although all the nations of the earth are gathered against it." Israel today finds itself more alone than ever, particularly in its regional neighborhood. As Public Radio's international show, The World, explained it, "For nearly all of its 63-year history, the Jewish state could count on decent relations with at least one of the major powers in the Middle East. That's what makes the political reality facing Israel today so grim." Here's a quote. "It's the lowest point diplomatically we have ever had in the region, ever," said Elon Leal. Leal spent more than 30 years with Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, served as ambassador to both Turkey and South Africa. He said Israel is facing unprecedented isolation. Another quote, "We always had a strategic partner, sometimes two. Don't forget we had Iran for 20 years, then we had Turkey for many years. Sometimes we had Iran and Turkey together. Then we had Egypt and Turkey together. These are important countries in the region. And we are a Jewish state, and they are big, important Muslim states. We worked it out. Now we don't have any of the three as an ally and not even as a friend." Author Rod Allen comments on this, and he says, "In addition to the deteriorating relationships with its closest allies, the instability of other uprisings rocking Muslim Arab states will likely lead to continually worsening relationships with Israel's neighbors. The Arab Spring is creating new realities in the Middle East that can no longer be addressed by solely diplomatic means. Even if these uprisings in places like Egypt and Libya do not result in new regimes heavily influenced by Muslim radicalism, the general public's dislike of Israel will likely push emerging leaders to be more hostile towards Israel than in the past." There are additional prophecies that a surrounded Israel will be rescued by the strong leader of the revived Roman Empire when he signs a peace treaty with them, guaranteeing their safety. It's no coincidence then that the European Union has risen to a place of prominence in the world. No rational person can deny that the stage is definitely being set for God to accomplish things in the Middle East exactly as he said he would 2,500 years ago. It's impossible to be coincidence. It is the fulfillment of prophecy. Obviously, one of the major prophecies that we're more excited about is, and that can be fulfilled in any moment, is that Jesus could come and resurrect and rapture the church. And that's why we're always bringing these updates and encouraging people to be ready. And if you're not ready, to get ready and then stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.